Hello, everyone, and welcome to Creation Lightship Healing. We're live today. It's Monday, May 26, 2014, with Ron Amatron, and we're on bbsradio.com, Station 1. We have a wonderful hour of sample healings and listener Q&A coming up for you on the Healing Highway, and Ron is going to come on and do a sample clearing for all of us. So over to you, Ron. Welcome, everybody, and we'll start the show.
Okay, everybody. So I'm going to just change it slightly here. I'm just thinking the person listening right now might be on an archive, and they picked this day just because it was a day, and they clicked on it. So if you are like an archive surfer on CLS shows on BBS, if you find a show that like go, wow, that's really a great show, and then you find another one that might maybe be second in line or maybe explains more or less of what we're talking about on each show that you're listening to, sometimes it takes, you know, more than one way to communicate and you get more information with the same topic. So if that happens to, if you're listening to this right now, which you probably are, if you are listening, and, you know, if there's a show that you go, wow, send us that show date and maybe what it's about. I'd be grateful and helpful to other people. And then maybe we could put it up on the top of the website, possibly for you know, another BBS program describing a topic of something. So here we go, everybody. So let's do a clearing here. We could do one for maybe sadness today. So here we go. If you have any sadness occurring in your life, think of that particular situation where you felt sad. And here we go. Going to release the energy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And along with sadness could very possibly be heartache. I know we did a heart knot clearing one of the previous programs, I think. So here we go. This will be for heartache. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Remember that show, Elizabeth? Which one it was? Were you listening at all or no?
Was it the heart knots clearing?
Yes, uh-huh.
I don't remember the exact day, but I think it was from either last week or the week before.
Maybe somebody, if they're listening, can put it into the fast chat if they were on it and what date it was. And then we can mention it on this program in case anybody's interested in having that sample. So let's do the light beam activation here. And this will bring peace into you and into the room that you're in. So here we go. Bring up the light beam. Just scroll down. Get the light beam up on your screen on the BBS page for Creation Lightship or creationlightship.com. And here we go. So one, two, activating the light beam, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, Elizabeth, we'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, great. And just getting some messages here that we don't have audio on the Station 1, does not have audio. So just wanted to make sure that BBS is aware of that. I guess the app has audio, people that are listening via the app, but the people who are listening via computer or PC, they do not have sound. So just
everybody is getting sound. Everybody,
okay.
No dropouts, if you know what I mean. So, and no calls. So it might
okay.
be that they might be on the device where their internet might be breaking or something like that.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so that we just heard from BBS, and it has been confirmed that there are no drop-offs, so it might be...
Okay.
Okay, so maybe try refreshing your browser or doing a maybe a refresh to see if you can maybe. Okay, so I'm not really sure what to recommend here. So according to VBS, the audio should be working fine. If someone is having a particular issue with the audio, it's probably on maybe on your end as opposed to on the VBS end. Okay, so Ron, thanks for charging up the light being, and it's great to know that we can do the free sample healings, too, that are on the website. All of the samples are located beneath the healing login, and they're really great to do. There's also audio samples. So it's good to know those are there. And I guess we can just get back to the listener questions. There are quite a few, and we really appreciate everybody for sending in their questions and also their testimonials. If anybody has a question or a testimonial, you can send it to clsquestions@yahoo.com. And also just wanted to add that there are different nights. We may or may not get your question tonight. So if we don't, usually what happens is they are rolled over to the next show. And if you did write to us and you didn't get your question answered, just please write again, because there are several people using the email, so sometimes they do fall through the cracks, and we don't want that to happen. So if you do have a question and would like to get it answered, just please resend. Thanks. Okay, and the first question okay, so the first question is, so this person has a question about clearing dates and names. And they're asking, what is the difference between clearing dates and names on the other section of the natal barcode and the keyword intercept?
Okay, the keyword, let's start with that. So the keyword is a word that is a definite tracking word that I would say most people are using daily. That kind of is the one that corrals everybody. So one of those could be like, have a nice day, you answer your telephone, you say hello, you greet somebody, and you ask them how they're doing. You know, there's different words that are used continuously. Those are major keywords. So words that you use may not be that. No, you might use a word all the time that other people don't use, but that would be your own personal keyword. But you want to clear that, you know, as a word that, you know, you'd put down into that box. So the other way to look at it is on your natal chart, you have your name and typically your address where you're living. And so those may not be necessarily a keyword because other people are not engaging with it. But you could put them in both sections. That would work out fine, too. So a typical keyword could be like television, you know. TV, that's a keyword. For news, you know, radio, car. You know, these are things that everybody relates to. So those are all keywords. Much like when you do a keyword search on the internet. That's, you know, how it kind of works. So for you, you know, you have your first name, unless you changed it or have a nickname. You may have a name that maybe you used until you're maybe 8 years of age and you really didn't even relate to that word. And so you decided to use a nickname that is not even associated with your birth certificate, and you're known for that name. And so that would be a name that people are connecting to you with, and that's a name that you would answer to. So if you're like in the audience listening to something and the person comes up to the stage and they want to do roll call, you're going to be answering to your particular name and waiting to hear that. So that's how you get tagged. And the name just could be unique to you only. So that's what you want to do, is put that name in, your nickname, your real name naturally. Then people can put in different numbers and different things that they relate to. Maybe you always see the word, or maybe the letters, let's just use two. We'll just use a word like AM, right? AM normally would indicate, you know, working with the time, which would be, you know, morning, right? So AM is morning for some people. For other people, AM might mean something else. But all of a sudden, you're seeing AM on people's license plates, wondering what the heck that's about. And you may see it maybe three or four times during a week with two letters. Not that they're going to be side by side, but they're in that license plate. Well, what does that mean to you? That means, you are attached to the letter A and the letter M, and you recognize it. So by recognizing it, you're validating that you are, you know, being spied upon by somebody, okay? One of those youths out there has validated that they have you hooked up. So that's how I would answer that question. Put everything in there. So the key word intercept is what normally everybody uses, or that you quickly answer to yourself. So two different ways to look at it. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, and there's actually a part two to that question, and they're wondering if a person's name is cleared, does that clear all of their energies courting from you? If names and birth dates of siblings are entered, would that clear soul contracts?
So the first question is about, will it clear all energies?
All their energy.
So cross out the word all. Will it clear energies? Yes. Can you be recorded again from those people? Well, if they're living, of course, if they think of you, think of your name, yes, you will become courted. You have no control over that. So you can get the past cords off of you, and maybe the ones that are possibly in the now, but after you do the clearing, you may feel great, and then they start talking about you. Maybe you belong to a secret society or something, and they meet every Thursday, you know, at 12 o'clock noon, and you didn't show up, and now they're all talking about you. And all of a sudden, you're courted by all these people. So then you got to do the clearing over again. So that's what you want to do, is just get the energy so you can get freed up on it. So as far as all, no, it's not going to clear every... Well, if they all died, yeah. So if all of your friends that you knew died instantly, then they could not court you. So that would mean if all of your friends are dead, I mean that all their courtings could not come to you. So yeah, then it would be correct. You would not be courted by all of these people. So the second part is about names from, you know, your birth, from names and siblings and dates and soul contracts. So that can help to do that also. But remember, everything is connected. So everything is, it has energetic cords here. That's what you're dealing with. So you're cording the earth yourself when you walk. The dark side cords you into ley lines, we'll say, grid lines, the energies you're living. Well, there's so much going on that everything that's sort of conscious, we'll say, can energetically connect to you. So that's why you want to do a clearing to get this stuff off. As far as soul contracts, yeah, possibly, you know, it could release it if they don't think of you. But remember, you don't know what you're doing at night each night, doing soul contracts. Remember, this is something that you are actively doing. Spirit's actually doing it for you. You probably know nothing about that. So your spirit is connecting with other spirits. Figure out a way in your soul family organization, right, to sabotage people in there, to have your learning experiences here of going through pain and trauma and heartache and everything else. That's how we're set up, through spiritual energy of your spirit and your soul family. For a newcomer, that might sound pretty awful to hear. How can my spirit sabotage me? Well, you have to look at it another way. If you think of the positive side of that, spirit's only working against you. It's actually working for you to sabotage you, as you did not understand the situation of blocked energy that you've had previously. So I'm sure your soul family looks at you and says, you know, person has had a problem with a twisted ankle for 20 years now, and every 4 or 5 years, you know, we're recycling this on them, making them have a problem, so we trip them or do something, and they just don't get this blocked energy issue of the body. So we're going to take now, working through your spirit, going to have that energy now get put on your psychic billboard. You really need to have a really bad broken ankle because you didn't catch on to it before. And that's going to harm your body eventually. It's better probably to have a broken ankle now than maybe to have gangrene in 10 years from now, having your foot, amputated. And that's the way it works. That's your soul family setup and agreement. Now, the positive thing is, how many of you out there have received, since we deal with the monetary stuff here all the time, how many of you out there received $1,000 in the mail recently? That should be what should be happening to everybody, you know, or at least $10. You know, or having one of your bills come on and say, you know, we like you a lot. You paid your phone bill for the last 30 years. And man, it's Christmas time. We're going to just void out your phone bill. Well, they do that? No. So as far as getting something positive from your soul family, it's probably highly unlikely, but it could happen. That's what it's about, is your soul family sets you up for the situations of block energy inside of your body, and they don't do it the first time. Remember, they're not that bad and evil to hit you over the head, you know, with a 4x4. At first, it might be just a piece of grass, you know, a blade of grass. And then it goes into something that's much harder, and you don't get it. And maybe after probably the third to fifth time, then you start having consequences, okay? But if you see something happening in front of your eyes that you recognize, something that you don't really want to be involved with, know that it's on your doorsteps. If you see it like 3 times in a week, like a car accident or something, or something happening to somebody, know that you're on that timeline, and boy, get ready, because you're probably going to experience that. Oh,
yeah, and
what's
also
going on with those people, you know?
Also, Ron, just to jump in real quick, it just made me think of something that I think that probably the mind looping clearing would work really well in tandem with this, because if you keep thinking about it and you can't stop thinking about it, you'd probably want to get off of that, out of that loop, too. It's a little different, but, I mean, that's would that be helpful?
Yeah, I would do that, yeah.
Because you don't want to keep, like, having these, like, reoccurring thoughts about, like, you know how once you see something and then you see an accident or you have an injury and you're, like, constantly thinking about how much it hurts or, you know, how much pain you saw someone go through. I feel like those are really difficult things to stop thinking about.
Yeah, so it might be good, you know. I think if I was a listener, I would probably write down the different clearings that we maybe have. You know, we just talked about mind looping. And know that is something that, you know, and maybe write down your definition of it to see if you're involved with that. You know, and write down what you get out of the show. Get your pencil and paper and just take some notes. And then go through after you've taken your notes, because you're probably, you know, I might be pushing your buttons or something, you know. Oh, man, Ron really got me on that one, you know. And then go in, you know, on the archive and listen to it over again and get some more clarity. So we have a lot of clearings that can help you. But, you know, the whole thing is energetic cordings are here, and that's what happens to you with other people around you, is people cord everybody. And so talking to somebody on the phone, you could be corded. And what are they giving you? That's the whole thing. What are they sending to you that you know nothing about and they know nothing about? Maybe some entity jumped into them and it hopped across the phone line and now it's in your ear like in your body. So, yeah, it's sad here. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, and I have another thought on that, Ron, and I just wanted to say really quickly before I forget, I believe you did some heartache and heart knot work on the May 10th show and also the May 16th and or 17th show. So those were Saturday and a Friday and a Saturday where I think you were really focused on that. That's what I recall.
Great.
So if anybody wants to listen to those archives or has access to listen to those archives, those would be the shows that I remember recently. So I know we've been working a lot with that. And it's very interesting what you said about courting, because I got another email from a listener who wrote us and said that they received an email from someone they were in a past relationship with. And after doing the whole lifetime emotional healing, they said that in the past, they would have just, you know, written back to this person without thinking, but they just felt like they weren't even connected to it, and they didn't even bother writing the person back because they knew the person was trying to court them. But they didn't feel remorse or regret or any of the emotions that were previously associated with this relationship. It was just kind of like, oh, I'm not going to write back, and this is okay. Like, I don't feel the need to respond or say anything. It was just they said they were in a very peaceful state.
Well, that's very, very, very good. That's the way you should be, yeah. The word should not really affect you.
Yeah, and especially if somebody just out of the blue emails or calls you, I mean, they're clearly trying to cord you, and they're trying to push your buttons.
Yep, and you want all the energy to go through your body. So think of your body as kind of like a window screen, you know? Everything should go through it. It'll be there. So think of that. And, you know, if something gets stuck, then you got an issue there. That issue will get into eventually your psychic billboard. And from there, that's when you start your situations. Your family hops on board as they want to fix your body. And remember, the main premise of the body here is to live probably forever, but you know, it'll kill itself to get well. So it'll do that to try to get longevity. That's the sad thing, is that people need to have, fortunately, a cause to work on themselves. Don't have any lessons. You just have the DNA that you got activated. That's your lessons that you have, but there's no spiritual intent behind that to necessarily cause you harm, except for your body wanting to get well. Soul family causing you problems. Get out of your soul family. Right away, you go, wow, I feel so much better and so much more present. As you got all those cords, how many people are in your soul family? Spirit can also jump into one of your soul family members, live that life with them. Maybe they're a little afraid or chicken to do something, but you go, you know, I know how to harm myself a certain way. I know how to slam my finger in the car door. I did that 10 times so far. That's no problem for me. The other one goes, oh, no, it's going to hurt too much. Well, I'll show you. I'll hop in the body and do it. No sweat. And all of a sudden, the person there gets it. That comes back to you. You wonder, hey, how come my finger's hurting today? What's going on with my finger? Well, it's because you heard of the broken finger. You don't have it yet, but your finger's hurting. So that's the way that kind of works. So, remember, the darkness really did everything they could possibly do to sabotage you. And I would imagine if they forgot something, they'll figure out a way to put it in there. So everything is imaginable. So that's the problem, is that you're being controlled by all these energies. Your only free will that you really have, your only power that you have is the mind to heart drop. And I now increase my life force energy. And you need to get off of their holographic timelines that they're creating for everybody. When you're in peace, it doesn't really exist. So that's the whole thing. We're talking about all these issues here. Every one of these BBS programs are about an issue that somebody's dealing with, situation or something. But it's all emotional stuff. Well, in light that doesn't exist. But we're trying to get you out of these emotional stuff, which is harming, even killing your spirit, along with killing your body. And you need to get your body more fully integrated with your spirit, because your spirit was with you. Everybody had spirit with them. Whatever they brought in here for that lifetime, it was here. Now it's gone. It got taken away because of situations that you've experienced in mind energy, which turns into emotion. So your emotions harmed and kicked your spirit out of your body. Well, that's the whole thing. And these clearings that we have here is to get you back to your spiritual integrity, to like get re-jump-started like you were as a baby. That's what we're doing here, is clearing your body out. It gets rid of all the stuff. I won't use the word all, but gets rid of things that that's preventing you from doing that. Everybody's different. There could be somebody listening here. Maybe they just did the emotional healing and they're feeling wonderful and great, and they go, I don't need anything else. And normally it's not the case. Maybe they didn't have much activated. Maybe they lived a really sheltered life. Everything was done for them, and they didn't really have to think too much. And they're free. Most people have the dramas and traumas and situations going on. That can be, a lifelong challenge. So actually, the younger you are and doing the clearing, you can get yourself out of your future situations because you already nipped it in the bud when you're younger. Best thing anybody can do who's listening on this program, if you have a child who's, let's just say 5 years of age, maybe even under, and you did their emotional clearing and did fear, look what you have in your life. Everybody typically has anxiety, fear, emotional stuff, naturally mental stuff too. But, what are those issues that you're dealing with? Let's pass on to your child. So clear it out of them. Deactivate those energies. And if you see the fear coming forward, then do, the unlimited and get that clearing off of them so that they can live a peaceful life. They're not activated in this stuff yet. You are. So you pass it on to them. No guilt. There's no guilt you should have here. No. Because people don't know and understand. But at least give your children a chance to have a much better life than you. You can do that for them. And that's the nice thing, is that and empower your children. Most people tend to want to empower their children by making them go to school, have good grades, follow the golden rule, we'll say, morals and everything else. But what about everything else that you didn't cover? That's what we do to help you out with. So give your children the most possible greatest advantage is to get out of the emotions. In their creativity, come forward when they're in the moment. Find a heart drop. So that's the whole process here. Well, back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, Ron. And yeah, the whole lifetime emotional clearing is the first clearing on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. And you can find that under recommended healings if you're brand new and you're just joining us and you have absolutely no idea what we're talking about. Hopefully it will all become clear to you. And hopefully what Ron is saying will kind of explain a lot of the traumas and dramas and events that have happened to kind of derail you off of the healing highway. So emotional healing is the first one under recommended healings, under the healing login. Go and do it now. Do it for your children too, because the less years they have, the quicker it is, the easier it is. Hopefully they will never have to step into the same stuff that you did, and they'll have a much easier life for it. So that's really great, Ron. And I guess, I don't know, did you have something else to add, or should we move on to the next question?
I was going to say, if you happen to have maybe poor health or something, or you feel like you got this dark cloud over your head, then you might have the alien death barcodes on you. So you want to clear those off also. So if you're listening and you got situations going on, don't feel too well or something, then, we may have a lot of death barcodes. So you can send me send me an email, I can tell you how many you have. I want to do the death barcode clearing. So that's the whole thing, is to get that done. And you're going to feel much better. But the main thing is the emotional one. So back to you, Elizabeth. We can head on, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, and sometimes it's hard to know what is causing the problem, like if it's a barcode or if it's mind looping or if it's a natal thing or a soul family. But the great part is that all of the clearings work in tandem with each other. So it's just kind of like peeling back the layers of an onion. And you don't really have to do other than the whole lifetime emotional healing. After you do that, you may find that a lot of the things that bothered you or you thought were really important to clear don't really rate that high anymore because you've cleared away the energy attached to them. So a lot of the times people will say, well, I don't know if I'm doing the right healing. It's probably going to help you whether or not it's the right healing. I don't really think there is such a thing. It's just more about what could maybe help your specific situation. That's why Ron has all of these hundreds of clearings on his website, is because they relate to situations that he was specifically asked to help clear. So they may or may not relate to any one individual's particular situation.
I had one person quite a while ago. What happened was they wanted to get one particular clearing, and somehow, I don't know what happened, but they got into another one and they paid for it, and it wasn't what they wanted. But they thought, well, you know, I don't know. Maybe there's a reason for this clearing. They thought, I'll just do it anyway. So they did the clearing, and they go, wow, I really needed that. I didn't think I had that issue, you know? So you never know what happens. But if you're listening and you're kind of like scratching your head, you know, get into and do the self-empowerment clearing bundle, because it's like 38 issues, I think. And it's kind of like a Band-Aid. It is a Band-Aid to get your life started. It's not going to be a whole lifetime clearing. But it's like a Band-Aid, and you can feel great after that. Get rid of your current issues. Remember, astral cycle and haunt you. Keep coming forward. But if you're trying to move forward and you just feel like you've got these shackles on you and you can't move, and do that self-empowerment one, and it may give you maybe a month or two of reprieve so you can get your life started. A lot of people have done that, working with the psychic billboard, after they do that whole clearing genre. And from there, they can get a job where they couldn't have had one before. So that's, I think it's $50 for, I think it's 6 weeks, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And the psychic billboard is $20 for a month.
Or you could do the Prosperity Jumpstart Special, and you get self-empowerment, psychic billboard, prosperity empowerment, and a whole life poverty clearing.
Oh, yeah, the poverty is a big one.
And that's a special. So you can either search prosperity if you're looking for that one, or you can search empowerment, and you can find the one that Ron was just talking about. Did you want to talk about the poverty clearing at all, Ron?
Well, I can talk about the slavery one. Slavery one's a good one. So I think that might be in that bundle, isn't it?
Slavery... it's not. It might be in the 3 month one. Hold on, I can check.
Yeah, it might be in the 3 month. We have two different packages. One has more clearings than the other, and they have whole lifetime clearings.
Yeah, the 3 month version does have the slavery clearing.
So I'll do a sample of slavery. So,
it has the seven generation poverty clearing.
Oh boy,
not slavery.
Okay,
excuse
well let's do a slavery clearing.
Okay.
So, slavery, let's see here. How are you a slave? Slave to a job? You know, you have to think of your own slavery situation. Could be, you know, slave to your cat. You know, I got to feed my cat every day. Otherwise, it yells at me. Meows, you know. Up and grabs my leg, you know, if I don't feed it. But anyway, I won't go there. But anyway, think of one of your situations that things you have to do. To be a slave to eating, you know? Let's just take slave to eating lunch. You really need lunch. May not need lunch, but you're told that you need to have lunch. Well, let's just do a clearing for that. So here we go. Being a slave to eating lunch. Let's take away the energy and just see possibly if you don't need to eat lunch tomorrow. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Your body might be getting upset now because it wants to eat lunch more now than ever before. But here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, there's one. Let's do being a slave to your mailbox, getting bills, okay? So, looking on the floor of your house, you know, after the mailman comes, wherever you get your bills, and then now you're a slave to some company giving you a bill. So here we go. What you use the product, so maybe they're overcharging. Now you really feel like a slave. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. I'll continue on. I think probably one of the worst things that we have happening now, water that you're buying in plastic bottles. You know, you really need to buy those water, you know, from those water companies, you know, for $1 a bottle or whatever it is, you know. Didn't need it 10 years ago. Now everybody needs it. Well, they just, you know, stop putting all their flavors in it, which cost them extra money. Now they just give you the water. So here we go. Well, you're a slave to maybe buying bottled water. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, taking away this energy. 4, I'm yawning, so somebody must be benefiting here. 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So, there you go. Just back to you, Elizabeth. We can carry on, maybe switch the subject here.
Okay, Ron, that's great. And thanks for all the samples. And if you had a response to those, you can email us at clsquestions@yahoo.com. So, next question is about the spirit barcode removal. And this listener wrote in and is asking, it takes 10 hours. Must this be done all at one time? And can this clearing run during sleep?
Yeah, I'd run it during sleep, yes. That would probably be your best bet. Maybe start it in the evening and then run it until you wake up. You could more than likely get the clearing done in that 10 hours of time. You could do it in 2 nights, too. But I would probably stick with the clearing. Or, you know, if you get up and you got 4 hours to go, then put your picture in front of your computer and just continue on with it. You know, let it run its way out, you know, with your picture in front of it. So back to you.
Okay. So, yeah, it's sometimes it's ideal to run the clearings at night, especially if you are going to be doing, like, a heavy-duty one. That might be a good time to do it. And also, you know, if you have to be out of the house all day, you can start it and with your picture and then just make sure your computer doesn't go to sleep, and then when you come home, you can finish it in person. So the next question is, it's kind of an interesting question, Ron. I don't know if you'll be able to shed any light on this, but so this is going back to the courting that we were talking about earlier and people courting us through the phone and trying to court us through emails and whatnot. And, excuse me, so this person is asking, what if they're trying to court us through our spiritual instincts? Then we would have to release the courting through our instincts. Does Ron have a comment about how they may control our instincts? That sounds to me like it might be, if it's spiritual instincts, that might be like an indoctrination type of a thing. And I know we have a clearing for that, but I don't know what you think, Ron.
I was saying the same thing as you, so that's probably the religious indoctrination.
Yeah, because if someone's trying to control you spiritually, that sounds like it could be coming from like a... That sounds like religion to me. I don't know. And there is that one clearing that you offer, so hopefully that might help.
Yes.
Or I guess it's like if someone's trying to make you do things that you don't want to do,
maybe they're doing a psychic attack on you, a spiritual attack or a whammy using the spiritual energies of mass consciousness. They're hitting you with that. So that would be, you know, the curse of sex is spell clearing.
Okay, so two possibilities there. Hope that helps. And I guess we can move on if that's okay with you, Ron.
Yeah, that's what I would recommend.
Okay, yeah, that's how I was thinking that one too. The psychic billboard, or even maybe alien attack, but I don't know if it's that specific. If it's a spiritual thing, it's probably alien related. But I would maybe start with the religion indoctrination clearing, and then maybe try the psychic billboard clearing.
Yeah,
or curses, hexes, and spells. Yeah,
clarify that. The alien one, most aliens won't have a spirit, and so they're darkness. So, and they could want to steal your spirit. That's one way to look at it. And then you have the aliens that are like humans that think and do awful things to people here, and they went from light into darkness too. So, you know, you could think of somebody who was that way, who flipped over from being in light, which may be most of the planet here, and they're now in darkness. As they're thinking a lot, and they chose darkness instead of the light. Or you could look at people here as being awful aliens, too. So a little sideways on that. And to think that humanity is great and wonderful and aliens are bad. Well, aliens are bad, but is humanity wonderful, you know? Oh. I won't go any further. Back to you.
Okay, well, moving on. I did have another question here, and thank you guys for the questions. They always make the show so interesting, and it's really nice to have the interaction and all of your observations and experience with the healings, because it not only helps our new listeners, but I think it also helps people who listen every week and sometimes helps them to see and understand things in a new way. So we really appreciate that. And the next question, it's actually kind of a testimonial / question. And this woman wrote to us and she writes, since I started clearing my psychic billboard, I found a job after 5 years, and people are more friendly towards me, smiling, speaking to me, giving me seats on the train, etc. I was told I was very standoffish, so I cleared that from my billboard too. I also cleared the way for money coming in, and it has been. I asked for hitting the lottery, and I did 2 days later, but only for $25. Should I have entered a larger specific amount? Thanks to Ron for the billboard clearing and the other clearings.
Yeah, boy. Maybe we ought to get in line behind you, huh?
Yeah.
That's great. So, yeah, I don't know.
Maybe just keep
how the lottery situation would work.
I don't know.
But, if that was very fortunate. But, you know, you might put on your billboard, since, you know, you're dealing with mainly clones, that you really love dealing with clones, and they're, you know, you like them being helpful, you know. Clones are helpful if they know what you're talking about. Otherwise,
it's so true.
And I'll tell you what happened to me. I went in to get some wheatgrass, okay, at our store here where I live. And I got the wheatgrass, and they, you know, it came in two containers that was glass. And what I wanted it to go, so I didn't want to take the glass out. I asked the person to get two containers. So he came over to me, and he had these little, you know, I think it's like 2 ounces of it, right? So it's not a whole lot. So he gets these clear little plastic cups that normally you'd put like ketchup in or something, right? A little plastic lid. So he puts his fingers inside the cup and he pulls out two of them, right? I go, well, I don't want to have these. You put your finger on them, you know? I didn't sound sarcastic at all. And then so he gets two out of the bottom, which he didn't touch. And then I'm trying to fiddle with putting the plastic lid on it, which, like, already I can see it spilling all over me trying to get the lid off. And I asked for something else to put it in, so he brings over one container, and I had two of these, which is okay, but it was quite something on how somebody working in a food establishment actually put their finger inside of a plastic container, and you can see his oil from his hands because he's a cook, on the plastic on the inside. So I just realized that this person can't be very conscious to what he's doing. Know about what he's doing. So anyway, that's one of those clone questions, you know. Yeah, where are your memories, you know? So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's true, Ron, and it reminds me, I was talking to some family members yesterday, and they were telling me a story of how they were in a department store, kind of like a high-end department store, and they bought something on sale, and it was like $15, and they gave the cashier $20, and she, like, looked at it and said, oh, you're paying with cash? You don't want to use credit? And then she said, well, I don't have any money in my drawer. I have to, for a $20, for like a $15 purchase, she couldn't make change for a $20. So it was very interesting. And then I had, like, other... Somebody else was then talking about how they went to a drive-through, and I think it was like at a coffee shop, and they got a small coffee, and the coffee came to, I think, $1.10. So they gave the cashier $20.10, and she didn't know how to enter it into the computer, and she kept giving him like a wad of change, and he said he literally put it back on the window three times and said, you owe me $19, and then she couldn't get the right change, and then she had to get the manager, and the manager, like, didn't know. I was just sitting there laughing because I knew exactly what they were talking about, and it was like a clone situation.
Yep, so... got a clearing for that. So if you happen to sense that somebody is like that, or even yourself, you may have been that person giving the change out, and you go, wow, that was me, or I do this all the time, very possibly you might want to have a spear put into your body. So you can send maybe the CLS questions, your name, and we can send you, I'll send you out the link for you personally to use, to send it to CLS questions. You feel like you're listening to the program here and it doesn't really relate too much to you and wondering what's happening. And also do the 2000 Year of Darkness barcode, free clearing. But,
yeah, and that's a free one.
I'd probably do that one first, see how that feels. It may not even relate to a clone. Because you won't have any DNA and you're going back 2,000 years, but it will affect humans. So, depends what model you have, what alien race created you, what your programming is, and maybe how much RAM you have inside of you, how fast you can work. So, and how big is your hard drive? So, back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, Ron, great advice. And... I had a thought, but I totally forgot, so maybe I'll remember. I know what it was about. I think it was a while back you were giving out that clone, I think it was like a clone into light infusion.
Yeah, I'll need to have it sent to CLS questions.
Okay, so can people still request that? It's the clone to light. It was a free healing.
That's why I said they can enter that in the CLS questions, yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, no problem. Just wanted to clarify that. Okay, great. Thank you, Ron. All right, so the next question is, this person's wondering, they have a person, possibly alien, who is always lying and gets other people to lie on their behalf to gang up on them. It defies material facts. What can I do to clear it?
Boy, it almost feels like what's happening is that person is dark side practitioner working against you. So I would do that. Get the dark side practitioner clearing, get the unlimited, and from there, clear that person and do it quite often. Or maybe that person is your handler, and they're trying to agitate you. Well, I don't have a clearing for handlers, but you could probably find something like the dark side practitioner to put their name in to clear them. That's you, Elizabeth.
Okay. All right, so hopefully that helps. And we do occasionally have to deal with dark side practitioners, and it's maybe also I was going to suggest, Ron, they could get on the, if it's a courting issue, they could get on the weekly decourting calls.
That one's on Tuesdays. The other call,
okay,
which is very good too, is on Fridays. We release entities from people.
Okay, and I guess I should also mention that Ron does calls every month and every week, and he has special weekly calls. They're Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, and also he is doing another 8-hour monthly healing intensive coming up for June, and it starts on June 7th with the monthly 4-hour ascension preparation call. So if you can, get on those, and that's great healing. And you don't have to attend live. You can attend as a registered absentee. That's fine, too. Okay. So I also wanted to mention that we do have a another program coming up after the show tonight on BBS, and hopefully you can all join us. I think the topic tonight is actually money and money codes. So if you would like to listen to that, you can find the link on Ron's website, creationlightship.com, and I'll just read a little bit about that since we had a couple questions about money. The energy of prosperity, abundance, and money will be discussed as it relates to both obtaining and keeping what we want and have. Master healer teacher Ron Amatron discusses manifestation from the perspective of source energy, and how to obtain what we desire, how to keep it, and overcome the external forces that can keep us stuck and feeling the lack. Ron describes the energetic aspect of prosperity and offers listeners an opportunity to use this energy for themselves. Ron offers sample clearings of manifestation obstacles, curses, and spells, and offers solutions for creating a better life through the interactive online healings found on creationlightship.com. So hopefully everybody can join us for that. It sounds like very actually pertinent to a lot of what we talked about tonight. Ron, I don't know if you want to do any samples. We're kind of coming down to the end of the hour here, if you can believe it. And I didn't know, maybe we had a request for when you were mentioning the energy that got courted to us through a phone call. Maybe we could do like a sample clearing of that for everybody.
Okay. So here we go. One of the phone calls that you had were, hey, just take your last phone call. Here we go. So the last one, going to release the energies from that are probably attached to your ear. And if it was an emotional call, then it's probably attached to your heart and other places. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So let's do the mind to heart drop here. And this will help you to get more heart centered. This you should be doing yourself naturally, maybe 3 times a day, if not more, if you can. And you want to command your spirit out loud. You can whisper it also, but commanding it out loud to take your thoughts in your head, drop them into your heart. And I count from 10 to 1 backwards, which you can do at first. And once you get used to doing it, maybe you just want to count from like 1, 2, 3 or 3, 2, 1 or something like that. I always go backwards. That way it looks like you're dropping down like an elevator. So here we go. Commanding your spirit to do so, to do this. So dropping down, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody. So thank you so much for being with us tonight. Thank you, Elizabeth. And we'll see you later. Blessings.